From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Former Federal Bureau of Investigation Deputy Director Andrew McCabe has been fired. President Trump applauded McCabe's firing on Twitter. He has been criticizing the FBI for alleged political bias. And McCabe was thrust into controversy just days before the 2016 presidential election when it was disclosed that his wife, a political candidate, took campaign donations from a political action committee controlled by a friend of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. In response to Britain's decision to expel 23 Russian diplomats, Russia is now following suit by expelling 23 British diplomats. Britain made the move in response to the poisoning of former spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia, who were found unconscious on a park bench in the English town of Salisbury.
The British government has firmly pointed the finger of blame at Russian President Vladimir Putin. Moscow denies any involvement, but has refused to explain how former spy Skripal and his daughter Yulia could have been exposed to a chemical weapon in the UK that British authorities contend was developed in the former Soviet Union. British police are reportedly working from the theory that the nerve agent was somehow stowed in Yulia's luggage when she came to visit her father from Russia. Moscow has now also opened their own investigation into the attack on Yulia, who is a Russian citizen. They've also opened a parallel inquiry into the death of this Russian businessman, Nikolai Glushkov, who was found dead in his London home on Monday.
Reuters' Jacob Greaves. Russian President Vladimir Putin was in high spirits as he took the stage in Crimea, addressing an ultra-patriotic concert rally marking the fourth anniversary of the internationally unrecognized referendum intended to legitimize Russia's annexation of the Black Sea Peninsula. This is VOA News. The UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says the violence in eastern Ghouta and Afrin could be avoided if all parties would honor the UN peace resolution.
It need not to be this way. Negotiations in Douma in the last few days do show that there is a way to create the conditions to advance the implementation of your resolution 2401.
Thousands have fled eastern Ghouta in recent days to escape the fighting. North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho and Swedish Prime Minister Stefan Löfven met briefly in Stockholm Friday. And Swedish UN Ambassador Olof Skog says it's to help build momentum for a broader agenda.
The security situation on the peninsula is one of the most pressing issues on the world agenda right now. And if Sweden can play a part in de-escalation there, this is what we're trying to do.
The talks in Stockholm continue Saturday after they were initially scheduled to end Friday. Through one of Australia's most successful Aboriginal mentoring projects called the Australia Indigenous Mentoring Experience, South African and Ugandan students will soon benefit from its methods. As Phil Mercer reports for VOA, university students give their time for free to teach and guide Indigenous high school pupils between the ages of 12 and 18. And the youngsters then, in turn, are given time to visit university campuses to attend workshops.
Indigenous groups say that education is the greatest single weapon to overcome disadvantage. But despite the concerted efforts of state and federal authorities, charities and other welfare groups, educational inequality persists. Disadvantage is entrenched, and while improvements in educational achievements are being made, many Indigenous students do poorly at school. About 60% of Aboriginal children are already well behind their non-Indigenous counterparts when they start school at the age of five. Australia's original inhabitants make up about 3% of the national population, but suffer disproportionately high rates of poverty, unemployment and imprisonment. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
President Trump has signed legislation encouraging the U.S. to send senior officials to Taiwan to meet their counterparts and vice versa, angering China, which views Taiwan as a wayward province. The White House says the bill, which is non-binding, would have gone into effect today even if Mr. Trump had not signed it. China's parliament unanimously re-elected President Xi Jinping to a second term Saturday with no limits on the number of terms he can serve. An amendment to scrap the two-term limit on the office of the president was approved last Sunday, along with 20 other changes. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.